a few things before we go weiter. First of all, the drasha was doim lashem v'hischoy leloi doim lashem v'hu yapilim l'cho chalolim chalolim hashkim v'hariv aleim l'beis medrash v'hen kolim me'elei. Get up early and be up late in beis medrash, and everything that has to happen is going to happen. If you look at Tosfos, Tosfos has two pshatim in what he was telling him. One pshat Tosfos says is he was telling him you should daven during those times. So you should daven early, you should daven a little bit later, and everything is going to be okay. And the second pshat Tosfos says he was telling him to learn during those times. So you should wake up early and learn, and you should be up a little bit later and learn, and like this, everything is going to happen. On the tzad that it's tefillah, Tosfos' first pshat, it's interesting because essentially what he was telling him was you should daven im dimdumei chama, meaning daven as the sun rises and daven as the sun sets. Now, to daven as the sun rises is something we're all familiar with. That's tefillas vasikin. But the truth is, just like there's vasikin during shachris, there's also vasikin during mincha. It's a mafurish gemara. The pasuk says, yiraucha im shemesh, and it means, say when the sun is rising, and say when the sun is setting. So just like there's an inyan of vasikin that everybody knows about in the morning, daven shmein esrei with netzachamo, there's also an inyan of vasikin as the sun is setting. In fact, the goyin says, in his Shnois Aliyah, and he says it in two places. He says in the beginning of Perek Tefillas HaShachar, the fourth Perek of Masechtas Brachas, and he also says in the Perek Yetzias HaShabbos, in the first Perek of Masechtas Shabbos. So the Goyin says that we know that Tefillos were instituted keneged the Tamidim. Shachris is keneged the Tamid Shal Shachar, and Mincha is keneged the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. So Zok the Goyin, that when was the Tamid Shal Shachar brought? It was the first carbon that was brought. So the first carbon that was brought in the morning, literally, in Dimdumei Chama, by Netzach Chama, the first carbon that was brought was the Tamid Shal Shachar. The last carbon that was brought was the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, Oleh Hashlem Kol HaKarbonis. So the last carbon that was brought, which was also in Dimdumei Chama, that was the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. The Goyin said that the carbon mincha was really made up, not the carbon mincha, the carbon tamid was made up of two parts. It was made up of the carbon, and it was made up of the nesachim, right? A person can bring a carbon today, and you have 10 days still to bring the nesachim if you would like. So says the Goyin that the shechit of the carbon tamid, that was as soon as they heir pnei ha-mizrach, right? First thing in the morning, that's when they used to do it. The last part of the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim was the Nesachim, and that's the Chelik that was brought in Demdumei Chama. The Goyin says by Mincha Gedoyle, that's when they brought the actual Tamid, and then they brought the Nesachim in Demdumei Chama. But the point is that really there's an Indian of Tefillah that should be in Demdumei Chama. Say as the sun is rising, say as the sun is setting. So on the Tzad that it means Tefillah, it's very Gishmak. That's what he was telling. He was telling Dav Vasikin. That's essentially what he was saying. And Vasikin of Shachris, Vasikin of Mincha, and if you're going to do this, you're going to see, you're going to have a tremendous Shmira.